I want to just go ahead and say, if I sound different, it's because normally when I do my podcast episodes, I use my desktop computer for it, and I use my desktop and my mic. But now I can't really do that because I don't have any internet. I probably ain't gonna have internet for like the next 2 weeks, so I'm using my pad right now, and my pad is, my pad was like actually how I was actually doing did my first. My very first few podcasts on here, and I just said to myself, I'm not gonna utilize it too much. The thing is that like it's gonna be really kind of frustrating because like now I should have been using my pad a lot more actually, because with my pad it gave me a lot more mobility. But like yeah, I'm not. But the whole thing is like now I'm kind of just sort of I'm working with what I got basically. I want to take this time to kind of like acknowledge the fact that I keep thinking to myself that I'm going to, I keep thinking to myself that if I work hard, if I work, then I'm going to get rewarded for it. I'm going to get the things that I need to get to be to where I am. And like, bro, it's just, and it's like, it just feels like all I get is just more debt, Like like I said, I'm working. I'm trying to get my money right. I'm trying to pay off my debts and all these other things, and it just feels like I'm just it feels like whoever is in charge of like me owing money. Like I think oh I want to say owing. I feel like owing money is the weirdest concept in general. Not just in America, but that's like in general. Like imagine telling somebody who doesn't have a lot of money that you owe them that they owe you money. It's like if they don't have money, how are they gonna pay you back? The weirdest thing about this is how are you gonna tell somebody who owes you money that they owe you money, they can't really pay you back like that, and you just sort of declare that they should, how do you add a charge? How do you add more money to money that's being owed to you? You know what I'm saying? And I just think that that's just weird. From a person who don't even have money, how you gonna charge more money? How you gonna charge more money to money that's being owed to you by a person who don't have money? That doesn't make any sense. Like if somebody owed me money, right? If somebody owed me money and I didn't really need that money like that, right? First off, I don't really loan money because like I can't. I'm broke. I am broke. You're not gonna. Shoot, you can't ask me for nothing right now because I ain't got it, bro. I really don't. But even if I loan money out, I'm gonna be like, pay it back when you can. Or I'll be like, either A, pay that money back when you can, or B, like just give me back like 10 bucks right now. I like you just give me 10 bucks whenever you can, and you could do it that way. Just give money what you can or whatever. And I just think, I mean, I feel like if we're going to purposely make income ridiculously low, then everything needs to be income based. You know what I'm saying? That's just my concept. Like, I don't understand why it's such a bad thing to like. I don't understand like what's the problem. Like, if we're gonna have a high class and a low class, and low class still needs to survive because this country is obsessed with slavery and they need slaves. Just make things income. Like, if I gotta get paid, I should be able to just, I should be, one paycheck should be able to afford everything I got for the month. Just one paycheck. I'm getting paid two times. If every 2 weeks, that means I'm getting paid twice a month. One paycheck should be able to DA everything that I need, and the second paycheck should be for saving. And the fact that that's not a concept is just ridiculous. And there's a common phrase in America that is almost always being said, and I hate this phrase with a passion because it feels it's dirty. It's a dirty lie. They say it's nobody wants to work anymore. I don't like that. I don't like that phrase because first off, nobody wanted to work anyway, but we work. Like, even if we don't want to work, we work anyway because we have to work. You see what I'm saying? I just think it's a little ridiculous to just be like, nobody wants to work anymore. And it's like, if that was the case, then if nobody wanted to work, nobody would work. Okay? But people work because we have to work. We stay working all the time. I think it's a little ridiculous that we say, you know, if you go back in history, people have always been working. We've always did something to try to keep ourselves going forward as a society, as a community, as a people. Shoot. I just think it's a little weird that also the thing I don't like about the nobody wants to work narrative is that, like, the people who push that narrative the hardest are people who don't work. Like, rich people don't work. Elon Musk don't work. Jeff Bezos don't work. Bill Gates don't work. Bill Gates is a programmer. He should be like my whole thing is that, like, if you got that much money, I feel like if you got, like, there's so many problems in this nation that could be solved with just a fraction of the money that they have. And they, like in, not only in this nation, but in this country, there's so many things that we can do. Like, that, there's so many problems that money can fix that these people have a ridiculous, copious amount of. And they just choose to do nothing with. I don't respect that. That's kind of the big reason why I don't respect, like, rich people. Because it's like they're basically telling poor people to pay for stuff that they can pay for. And, like, there's so many people out there. And there's this big push towards, you know, being rich means that you're a perfect individual. There's a big push towards that narrative. That the people who believe that narrative feel like, well, it's their money. They can do whatever they want with it. Which is the dumbest. What? No, it's not, like, because nobody is saying that. Like, first, I hate it when people be like, oh, you're just begging them to pay for your stuff. No, I'm not. They don't work like how I work. I got into an argument a while back with a guy who is, like, a big Elon Musk fan, and he basically said that I hate Elon Musk because he basically, like, you know, I even said, like, I'm not really a big fan of Elon Musk. I don't hate him, but I just don't think that I don't think that Elon Musk is as important as the people bring him out to be, because the whole thing is that, like, he's, like, this big time innovator and whatever, but it's like he bought Twitter. You could spend, like, less than half of $44 billion and just, you could have just made your own website. If this dude is supposed to be a creative genius, he could have just made his own thing. Like, that will always bother me. It's like, how do you... And it's like, this dude, this guy, and guys like him, sorry, this dude and dudes like him, they just, how do you seriously sit back and, like, how do you have this issue and this problem with poor people while you yourself do absolutely no work? I'm like, one thing I will always say, go back to is that, like, if these people had to work an actual job, they wouldn't. You know what I mean? And that's, I don't like that. That's like you can't tell me that these people are, like, smarter than me, and these people can't work a job, man. You can't tell me that these people are better than me, and, like, I have more work experience than they do at an age much younger than they started off at an age much younger than they did. There was a recent study saying that a lot of younger billionaires under the age of 30, most of it is inherited. And that's just something that just floors me, man. It's just, how do we get the narrative so incorrect to just say these people should be worshipped? And they do nothing. Absolutely nothing. 0%. Meanwhile, people that are impoverished are told that they're terrible for simply being impoverished. Like being poor is a choice. Well, being poor is a choice. No, it's not. No, it is not. Being poor is like, not only is being poor not a choice, it's like not even our faults half the time. Some people are just born into poverty. Well, poor people should just stop making babies, which is, like, the stupidest. How do you even, like, we live in a nation that promotes, like, sex and dating and romance all the time. You know, you can't say, you can't force somebody to have a baby and then be like, well, you shouldn't have had a baby in the first place the moment that the baby is born into poverty. It's just wild. Being poor is basically, like, my biggest hang up too. Like, personally, just speaking for myself, being poor is like, because, like, everything that I need to fix every problem I have requires money. Everything. You know, everything I need to, like, solve anything, like, it all requires money, bro.
Like, I can't do anything without money. And it's like, it feels like it's by design. Like, it's just like, you know, I remember growing up and I was taught that in order to, you have to like money, because money is going to be a thing that's going to save your life one day. That was how I was taught. I was trained on the idea that if you have a lot of money, you will succeed in life, so to speak. You will flourish as a person or whatever. And that's not the case. That's not the case, bro. Like, you know, because it's like at the end of the day, money is just control. Money is just increments of control. And it's basically saying, well, without this, you have very little control. It's like without it, you have very little control. And the thing, and it's like the messed up part is that, like, apparently it's a concept of, oh, anybody can get money doing anything, but that's not true. That's not really true. I can't, I've been creating social media for 18 years. My very first video I ever put up on YouTube was in 2006, 2007, one of them. And, yeah, that was the very first time I ever, like, uploaded anything onto social media to try to garner some sort of attention. And I got it. I was told that I was, and I got it too. Like, it was just mean people. Because apparently, like, there's this obnoxious, there's this weird thing where people, the most annoying thing about people nowadays, in my opinion, is that they're hyperfixated on this idea that being cruel is being normal or natural. And it's like, first off, cruelty is normal. Cruelty is natural. If you are a cave person who, you know, like, my whole thing is that, like, if you lean towards your primal instincts to just treat people poorly simply because, like, it's like simply because, oh, that's just the thing to do, then you're not helping anything. You're not fixing a problem. You're trying to bring the world back to the caveman days, and that's not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? We're evolving. You know what I mean? Evolving means understanding that certain people, like, different people exist, and acknowledging people in such a way that you can just respect them. And we live in a world where folks just really don't want to do that. And the whole reason why they don't want to do that is because it's too complicated. It's too complicated to treat people with kindness and honor and respect. It's too hard to just like, you don't have to like people. I'm not going to say like people, but like, treat people like people, respect people. That's all. And there's people out there who, like, is cruelty is stupidity, in my opinion. Cruelty is stupidity, in my opinion, because I'll always go back to this. It's like the smartest thing that we could probably do right now as a society, the smartest thing that a person can do right now is end war and end hunger, right? End war and end hunger. You know who's not going to do that? People who think that war and hunger is necessary. You're not smart because you think war and hunger is necessary. You're smart if you stop it. But that's not how some people think. Some people think, nah, man, you know, you can't. Like, my issue is that, like, there's people out there who think that they're smarter for saying, well, you can't stop the bad thing, rather than say, let's at least find ways to stop the bad thing. You know, so that's kind of like the thing that's really kind of messes with me a little bit. But, yeah, man. But yeah, back to my personal situation. I don't know specifically, like, how long I'm gonna, like, my, it's gonna be like, I get paid every 2 weeks, and my paycheck is usually a pretty reasonably sized one. At least I hope this one will be. But I mean, it wasn't, man. It was just like, it was like, I was struggling with this one, and I got all these bills and all this debt, man. And it's just like, I should get a better job, but, like, I'm a big fish. I'm a little fish in a big water, man. And I'm just, I don't know, I have options, apparently. I can go back home. I can probably, like, live with my dad or live with my brother. But, like, me and my brother, we bump heads a lot. And my dad is, we don't bump heads nearly as much as me and my brother do. But he is in, like, such a really bad situation that, like, I don't know, like, I don't think I'm going to be able to, like, just take care of him and take care of myself at the same time. It's really, is a burden, not burden, I don't want to say it's a burden, because saying that something is a burden, but like being able to have all that responsibility, I don't know if I'm going to be ever able to do that. I can barely take care of myself, and I would have to, I don't know if I'm going to be able to take care of myself and my dad at the same time. I just really, like, I wish that, like if I had money, it's like, I do feel like being poor around this time, it's kind of like, you know, it's helping me understand things, because if I was, like, just being given money, if I was just being given money when I wanted money, then I would probably be a terrible person. I would probably be a terrible person who would just be like, you know, y'all need to get like me, bro. Like, y'all need to, but, like, you know, I do, but this, I like to think that if I was a rich person today, like, right now, if I was just randomly given, like, a copious amount of money, I don't see myself being this. I don't see myself. First off, I don't like conservatives. I don't like Republicans. I don't like, those people. So I don't see myself ever being, like, you know, I don't see myself ever being, like, you know, well, y'all just need to work harder. You know what I'm saying? I don't see myself being that guy. Because I know what it means to work hard, and it's terrible. You know, but, like, I'm pretty sure, like, first off, I would just pay all my bills. I'll, like, pay my debts and stuff like that. That's part one of it. But then, the next part would probably be, me being, the next part of it would probably be me kind of, like, just, what's what I'm looking for? Just trying to help people. You know what I mean? I don't see myself, like, buying fancy cars and big houses and, yo, man, I got, like, you know, buying, I'm not really a big fan of jewelry, but, my dad did, like, give me a chain when I was, like, he did give me, like, a little necklace thing when I was a kid, and, I always remember this. I think this is my last memory of my granddad, but, my grandpa was he drove to go see my dad, and which was kind of weird, because it was like, it would always be like the other way around. My dad would always drive to see my grandpa, so my grandpa going over to drive to see my dad was actually, it was kind of a change of pace. But you know, I didn't even know my grandpa drove before this. I was a kid then, but I had a necklace. My dad gave me a necklace, and my dad gave all three of us, me and my brothers, a necklace. And this necklace, it had like a wooden cross on it or something like that. And I went in, I basically put my head into my grandpa's car to just, you know, like, give him a hug or something, and to pet the dog. And I want to say my necklace fell into the car. That's what it's like. I just remember, like, after that moment, I lost my necklace. And I remember just, like, being like, where is my neck? Where is it? I don't know where it is. And to this, like, that will always be, like, the thing that would kind of, like, that was just, like, a moment I remember with my dad and my granddad. My granddad, like, I want to say he died, like, maybe a month after that, if not, like, not too long after that. But it's just something that really just sort of stuck out with me. I mean, yeah. Going to my grandmother's funeral, it was actually kind of it was eye opening a little bit, because I realized I haven't seen members of my family in like almost 20 years, and it's not by intent. It's not like I hate my family, I just want to stay away from them or nothing like that. It was just simply like my family. It's just like, you know, when I left Louisiana, you know, being broke is basically the reason why I couldn't get back. You know, I was always too broke to come back. Like, you know, I wasn't that, it's not like like I said, I don't hate my family. I would love to interact with them more, but they just, you know, like, they all got lives. They all got lives, family of their own. I didn't know two of my cousins who I didn't see since they were babies. Two of my cousins, they were babies when I saw them last song. And it's like, they're now adults driving cars and married. One of my cousins got like, kids of her, like, I didn't see her since she was a baby. Dude, she got kids of her own now. Like, it, you know, like, it feels like, it really did feel like, you know, I just, like, I missed out on everything. My brother was there. He saw everybody. He knew everybody and all this other stuff. But with me, it was like, I'm like, dude, I can't believe I didn't know this. That's crazy to me, man. Like, I saw one of my cousins, like, he's built like a, you know, he's built like an Olympian. And he was a little fat baby when I saw him. I'm sitting here like, this is unreal. The sheer progress of these kids is unreal, dude. You know, like, and I mean, they're going to all be like, my whole, one thing about my bloodline is that, like, I was looking into my family. Like, I'm really getting obsessed with genealogy again and trying to understand everybody and stuff like that. But one thing that I remember. Okay, sorry if y'all hear shuffling. I'm picking up the pad. But I'm being, like, really interested in my family family history and stuff. And I really just wanted to kind of learn about them and stuff like that. In my family bloodline, we have a few things. We have multiple things. We either raise athletes, pastors, or hold on, it's either athletes, pastors, or doctors. There was another type too. But, like, you know, my family community is surprisingly very, it's, like, surprisingly very, very, very just well-versed in the arts and stuff like that. And it's crazy just how good we do as far as, like, that is concerned. Like, you know, so it's, like, you know, if everybody in the family kind of just went on, like, went down, like, the path that the family members are supposed to go down, you know, they could be able to, like I said, it's either, is not pastors as in, like, reverends, but, like, influencers, like not necessarily, like, social media influencers, but, like, people who are very influential, like, you know, through the power of their voice and stuff like that. And that's something that just sort of, like, makes me think about them a little bit. But, yeah, man, I just really, it really kind of depresses me that, like, these people, like, you know, I wanted to be around these people because I love these people, and they're great. They're really great people. But I can't see them that often because I'm broke all the time. It feels like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying my best to get myself out there financially. And it's like, I can't, it's like, and it's pretty obvious. And the worst part is that it's obvious why the people who are in charge of the money is making sure that I ain't got money. And it sounds like paranoia. Oh, you're just blaming them for your own issues. No, I'm not. I'm not blaming them. I don't want to blame them. I don't want to say it's their fault. But, like, if I'm working, like, you know, minimum wage in America is still, like, $7, bro. Minimum wage in America is $7. There's people out there who make a couple hundred dollars. Like, have you ever actually sat down and calculated how much a billionaire makes in an hour in comparison to how everybody else, in a comparison to what everybody else makes in an hour? It's mind-boggling. That should really, like, mess up your brain a little bit. That should, like, mess up your brain a little bit that, like, there's people out there that make this ridiculous amount of money and you don't even know what they do for work in comparison to the fact that you see people every day who make very little, and they do so much more. Once again, I always go back to this. Could a billionaire do your job? Could a billionaire do your job and do it well? Because I don't think Donald Trump could do a job. I don't think that Elon Musk could do a job. I can envision Beyonce and Oprah doing a job, like actually having a job and doing a job pretty well, better than, like, Elon Musk, Donald Trump, Jeff Bezos, all these other people. I can't envision them working, like, working an actual job. And the problem is that, like, the people who support them will be like, well, they don't have to work, which is further confirming my point. So, you know, like, that's messing with me a little bit, man. But the goal is ultimately now to just kind of try to get myself, like I said, I'm getting myself mentally prepared for these next 2 weeks because
I don't know when I'm gonna get the I don't know when I'm gonna get my internet back. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to like pay for any, like it's just it's stressful, but it's stressful, but I'm working towards trying to make things not stressful. So, like I said, I'm working towards it. It's just, baby steps, baby steps. I'm gonna go ahead and keep this short. I don't know the quality of this thing. This is just like a raw upload because I just felt like talking. Y'all be easy, love and peace, and just be good to each other. Just be good to, like, if you can't be good to people, be bad by yourself. You know what I mean? Just leave everybody else alone. That's all. If you're gonna like, I don't want anybody to harm themselves, but I can't tell anybody to not harm themselves. But I can at least suggest not harming other people. But just put it in your mind for a second that you yourself are another person. You know what I mean? If you're gonna go by like, if you yourself are also another person, so don't hurt yourself either. But if you're gonna hurt yourself, don't hurt everybody else. I don't know where I'm going with this. Just don't be a jerk, man. Love and peace.